So he said, in righteousness shall thou be established. Amen.
Amen.
Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. Thou shalt what? Not fear. Thou shalt not fear. Notice, we have what? In our land, we have terrorist attack. We have all kinds of violence. We have gangs. Am I right? We have drug lords. We have prostitute lords. We have violent men. We have insane people. We know that there are evil in this earth. We see men shooting one another. Just the other day, we had somebody just down the road here in Chickasaw County. Two people got shot. What's called execution style. You heard about it. But you notice the Lord said, thou shalt not fear. Right? Thou shalt not fear. And from terror thou, for it shall not come near. I was talking, I made mention of it in Sunday school, and so many people in the church world, not just the world, I'm talking about we supposed to be believers, have made light of a spirit-filled life, a person that's full of the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues every day. I do that every day. Thank you, Jesus. And we poke fun at it. We laugh about it. And we really don't know this is the kind of prayer that is really powerful and really keeping the danger, this disaster from coming near your house. Those of you that live in Houston, you know, live across the streets and around, you may be glad you live close to me. You don't know what a blessing it is. Because there ain't no devil going to tramp upon my ground and run rampage. No, he not that. He know when he gets to, if he passed by down that street, he knows I better keep going. Amen. Because he heard me in days past and he'll hear me in days to come, talking in tongues, communing with God. Amen. Because it is my life. The word of God. I've been poked at and talked about. I don't care. That ain't worth commenting on. Amen. Amen. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to love you and pray for you because I know if you wasn't ignorant, you wouldn't be talking like that. You're just ignorant and don't know it. Amen. And there is a place in God. Hallelujah. That the saints are secure. I don't even know if y'all are listening to me. God did not save us and deliver us from the kingdom of darkness to turn us loose to wolves to eat us up with no protection. He said, I'll send you forth as what? Wolves, lambs. Wolves, send you forth as lambs among wolves. Am I right? But you notice the wolves can't eat the lamb that belongs to God. Hallelujah. I say, you notice they cannot. You notice he said, thou shall not fear. That there were some things that I used to be afraid of. Ain't no more. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me a while back. He said, whatever you do, son, don't you fear.
Amen.
And I don't fear because God is still on the throne. And he did not give me fear. Now, fear have tried to take over, but I told him I gave fear his walking paper. Because fear do not belong to you nor me. And wherever I find fear, I start working on it. You ain't staying here. Now listen up. And then we'll come back to that text. Fear is a spirit. You need to write that down. Fear is a spirit. And it is not from God. And it is not of God. When one is in fear, they are in a place where Satan can torment them. God did not send Jesus to torment us or torment you, but to deliver you from the one that had you in fear. Thank God I'm delivered. Boy, he had me in fear. You ever been in fear before? Thank you, Lord. God is to be believed. Listen to this real good. God is to be believed, trust, and obey. What is God? He is to be believed, trusted, and obeyed. That is where you will find his peace and rest. When you believe God, you trust him and obey him, then you have peace and rest. Why? Because what? God said what? I will never leave you. Am I right about it? What did God say? I will never leave you, nor what? Forsake you. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, what's there? It's in me. You need to say it's he's in me. See, I'm liberated from fear. And fear, when fear shows up, you need to put him in the road. You need to put him in the road. Telling you what you're going out with and what's not going to happen, you say you're lying through your teeth and get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he told us that we would be established in righteousness. Let's look at a passage of scripture in Mark Gospel. Chapter 9. Let me show you what fear will do. Mark 9, when you get it, let me know. Mark 9, and I'll tell you what verse. I want to pick up at verse